Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 206, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee, O God, we render thanks. To thee give thanks sincere, because thy wondrous works declare that thou art ever near. And what follows, Psalter 206, the first three stanzas. Portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 14, the verses 13 through 24. Genesis 14, beginning with the 13th verse. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlaomer, and of all the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, a possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank Van Harten, who was privileged to return home from the hospital on the day of yesterday, and Mr. and Mrs. Mark Hengstemengel, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter today. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in this evening hour that the doors of thy house may be opened, and that we may gather round about thy holy word. Then in this very day, then thou hast filled this evil and wicked world that has departed so far from thee, yet with thy goodness and with thy mercy, then the sun may still shine upon this world, also upon us and our children, and then in this very day, then thou wast spared, thou wast cared, thou hast protected, thou hast provided, Then thou wast not taken one of us away by the cold hand of death. And that for a people were through our deep fallen Adam, we all lie under the sentence of death. Ah, may it be granted by the first time and by renewal, that we may be given to be wondered thy goodness, thy long suffering, and thy mercy, and that even more so, when we consider who we are and what we remain, and that is sinners who sin against thee in thought, in word, and in deed, O Lord. Then as poor sinners, then we may still draw nigh unto thee, also in this evening hour. And thou knowest how poor we are, that we can bring forth nothing that is pleasing unto thee. And to that end, may we then come with thy holy word unto thee, where thou wast given thy word as a precious gift to mankind. And in that word, thou wast exhorted us to call upon thee in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But, Lord, thou knowest that of self, that true calling is not found in us. And to that end, thou wast also written in thy word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. In thy word, there thou hast declared that thou wast chosen a people. Thou wast given thy dear son to purchase that people. And thou sendeth forth thy spirit that people may be gathered. To that end, may we be given to plead, Lord, thou knowest how poor we are, that of self we cannot plead. And to that end, may it please thee to grant thy Holy Spirit, because what cometh from above, that shall return unto thee in the way of prayer, but also in the way of thanksgiving. And thou wast promised in thy holy word that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Then on the past Lord's Day, then we were given to commemorate the rich outpouring of thy Spirit upon thy church, and where there was such a large and such a rich ingathering that so many were pricked in their heart, so many jewels added to the meritorial crown of Christ Jesus. And then it is recorded in thy word, after that notable day, that thou added daily unto the church as such should as be saved. Then we humbly ask thee that it may please thee to do it in this very hour, that thou may bless thy word to that end, and that the prayers may be multiplied. Thou knowest how that we have come under thy word. Lord, then by renewal, then the mostly empty church, mostly empty benches, then thou wert speaking unto us and our children in a special way, that thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. Then we may thank thee that hitherto thou wast placed such a fiery wall around about us and our children. We may acknowledge thee that thou wast also remembered our province in that respect, that the numbers are increasing. But, Lord, then thou wast something to say unto us and our children. The prophet of old under thy judgments has declared that thou wert waiting to be gracious for us and our children to turn unto thee, to repent of our evil and worldly way, all wonder-doing God. Wilt thou then stretch forth thy hand in this very hour, and that sinners may be rescued, that they may be taken off of that broad way and placed upon that narrow way that leadeth to everlasting life. All a wonder needs to take place in our life. May those wonders, may they take place in this evening hour, but remember also thy Zion. Thou knowest how they have come up under thy word, whether in thy house or whether they may listen along. On the day of Pentecost, then thou wast given further leadings, and that liberty, that freedom, they were given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. May thy children be administered out of thy fullness, and may they receive grace for grace. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace. Remember our school when it is drawing to a close. When thou granteth it, then in the coming week, then it hopes to come to an end. Although there are still children that have to write exams, then we commend all those that labor in the school unto thee. Then we commend unto thee parents and children, and may their eyes be upon thee, and when thy word may be opened, and make it a blessing for young and old. Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May there yet be a large ingathering in the latter days of the earth. May the prayers, and may they be multiplied to that end in the established churches, the Jewish nation, the persecuted church, but also mission work, also our mission field. We commend our poor nation unto thee with our leaders. Remember the premier of this province, with all those that stand at their side. Wilt thou grant wisdom and understanding under the difficult circumstances, and may there yet be a bowing of the knees, and that our country may repent. We're under thy solemn speaking, that the unborn continue to be murdered. Lord, then it is pleased thee in this day to bless a father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little daughter. Then thou wast spared life, then thou wast given life. Wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, that the tears may be given to flow, that they may be given to be wondered thy goodness, and that it may be a little child for thy honor and for thy glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents. We remember all the unborn with the mothers, and wilt thou continue to remember the barren ones. Then it is pleased thee in the day of yesterday that an old father, after a serious operation, thou hast helped him out and helped him through, and that he was privileged to return to his home and to his wife. May they be given to be wondered thy goodness, and may it please thee to grant further healing, a further strengthening, But above all, Lord, there may still be an extension to life, but an extension that is only for a time, that this calling, that it may be used for the saving of their never-dying souls. We commend all the sick, all the afflicted, all under the physician's care. Wilt thou surround them with thy care and with thy compassion. Continue to uphold the mourning ones, the widowers, widows, orphans, the empty places, the empty places in the hearts, in the homes, and in their lives. Wilt thou continue to remember them? Remember all our elderly ones, the ones that are very old or weak. Then we commend them all unto thee in the care home, and also in their dwellings, in their lonely station. Oh, under these special circumstances, may it please thee to remember them for body and for soul. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens, remember all the family circles bind together in love around about thy holy word. And Lord, what has been separated, oh wonder-doing God, may it please thee to bring together what belongs together. We commend unto thee prodigal sons, prodigal daughters. We lay before the member under censure. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, may our eyes truly be upon thee. Oh, anoint us with fresh oil from above, that with freedom and with joy, that we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. And remember all the years, those that may come up to thy house after being in their dwellings for so many weeks. May it be a special, and may it be an unforgettable evening. And may thy special presence and thy favor, and may it be experienced, but remember all those in their dwellings when they may listen along. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou bind the devil? Lord, what we forget, forget it not. Bless what awaits thy blessing, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 302, the stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord unto us Christ has said, in glory I enthrone thee. Tell all thy foes in triumph led, their sovereign king shall own thee. And what follows? Psalter 302, the first two stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 14, the verses 17 through 24, and we shall read the verses 18 through 21. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, a possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. This portion of Scripture speaks of Abram's meeting on returning from his military expedition with two thoughts. In the first place, Abram, blessed by the priest Melchizedek. And in the second place, Abram's testimony before the king of Sodom. Abram's meetings on returning from his military expedition. Abram blessed by the priest Melchizedek, and Abram's testimony before the king of Sodom. Beloved congregation, the last time we have considered how that Abram, with a few other leaders and his trained servants, with the help of the Lord, that they have traveled northward after that Lot, his family, and his goods were taken, and that with the help of the Lord it was a great wonder, because we have heard in that chapter that Chedorlaomer, with those three kings, that he has gained a great victory. And now Abram with a few, then he was given to rescue Lot and all his goods. Oh, then for an Abram, then it was, as we read in Psalm 124, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed up alive. But also as Psalm 126, the Lord has done great things for us, for we are glad. Was it not a wonder that an Abram with a few, that he was enabled to rescue so many, and that those kings were given to flee? That was the Lord's doing. And then the psalmist in Psalm 118 has said, this is the Lord's doing, whereof we are glad. And now Abram, he was returning. And now for the church of God, after a special blessing, after a victory, then when they return, then what a fears there can come. Oh, it is true. When that faith may be in exercise, when they may be given to believe what Paul has written in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who has delivered us from such a death and doth deliver and trust that he will yet deliver. But for an Abram, even our children, our young people, Dennis thoughts have multiplied. Because Chedorlaomer, we have heard at last time, he is a type of the devil. And do you now think that that king, with those other three kings, with his large army, that they shall ever forget and ever forgive what Abram has done? And so it is in the life of the church of God. Ah, the devil, then he shall seek his time, that he may revenge himself, and there for what is now so necessary. Ah, what a blessing it is in the life of a child of God, that after special blessings, and that with their fears, and with their prayers, or do you think, congregation, that an Abram has not sent many prayers to the living God? Ach, Lord, thou wast helped, thou wast granted the victory. May it please thee to spread thy gracious wings over us, that king, that he may not return, and that he may not revenge himself. And then it is so necessary, and what a blessing, and what a privilege, when under such circumstances, that the Lord may come over, and that the Lord may speak a word of comfort and of encouragement. Oh, what a blessing it is, when under those circumstances, that the Lord may give a further leading. Ah, do we not have the same after the day of Pentecost, when the apostles were used as robbers of the hell, when hell has suffered such a loss? Ah, then we soon, in the book of Acts, then we find that they have been arrested, but oh, also then the Lord has come over, and then the Lord has spoken. And now in this portion of Scripture, then we read that Abram, with the Confederates and with everything that he has conquered, then they were returning to Hebron, and then he has come close to Jerusalem, because it is believed that Sheva, that is a valley, that is a little north of Jerusalem. And then there were wonderful meetings. Then in verse 17, then we first read about the king of Sodom. But then in verse 18, then we read of Melchizedek. It seems to be implied that they have met Abram approximately the same time, and that Melchizedek was first given to speak. And now the question is, who is now this Melchizedek that has met Abram a little north of Jerusalem? There has been much written about this man. Also wrong thoughts. Some Jewish rabbis have written that he was maybe Shem, but that is not possible, because of this Melchizedek, there are two further places written about him. After he lived 1,000 years in Psalm 110 verse 4, a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and then also 1,000 years after the time of David, in the epistle to the Hebrews in Hebrews 7, then in the chapter there is broadly spoken of Melchizedek. And then of Melchizedek it is written, it is true. We have heard some weeks ago that Shem, he has lived for some different years with Abram. But it is written in Hebrews 7, without father and mother, thus the genealogy of Shem is written in the Bible. There are also some that think or that have written that it was Christ in another form, but that cannot be, because in Hebrews 7 verse 3 it is written, made like unto the Son of Man. In verse 15, after the similitude, and in Hebrews 7 verse 4, consider how great this man was. Thus, it was a man born of flesh and blood. And what a wonder, Abram, when he has come to the promised land. And then we have heard that the Canaanite and the Perizzite was in the land. Then Abram undoubtedly thought, the only ones left, wife Sarai, Lot, and his household, but that remnant has become so small that he thought undoubtedly with an Elijah upon this dark and evil world that they were nearly the only ones left. But now what it must have been for an Abram, and on the way south, when he is settled in Hebron, he has come back, he has come past Jerusalem, and now on the way back from his victory, then to suddenly and unexpectedly to meet a man that greatly feared the Lord, a close life with heaven. Oh, what a surprise that must have been for Abram. Oh, upon this dark world, the Lord knows who are his. He knows where they are living. He knows where their dwelling is. The Lord shall always have a remnant. Do we now belong to that remnant congregation? That is the most important question. The Lord shall have a remnant. And that is a blessed remnant that is taught by the Holy Spirit. But do we now belong to that remnant? Does the Lord know of our dwelling? Does the Lord know of those secret places where we have learned to cry mightily unto the Lord? And for that remnant can go through the depths, impossible ways, but the Lord shall never leave and the Lord shall never forsake his people. And now this Melchizedek, there are special things written about him, that he was the king of Salem. And Salem, it is clear from Psalm 76, verse 2, and Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. Thus Salem, that is another name for the city of Jerusalem. Thus a special place in the land of Canaan. Then secondly, we read further, also in this chapter, in verse 18, being priest of the Most High, and in Hebrews 7, verse 2, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after this also king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Thus in Hebrews 7, verse 2, first the king of righteousness, and then the king of peace. That's how the Lord teaches his people. Then we have learned to know that righteousness of God. And then we learn by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit. We have heard it in Pentecost, that they were pricked in their heart, that they had no righteousness, that they were so guilty. And then we have heard the proclamation of the gospel of peace. Thus first, king of righteousness, and after that also, the Lord does not do a half work. Then the Lord uncovers by His Spirit to make room for that Prince of Peace. And now this Melchizedek, it is clearly written in Psalm 110 verse 4 and in Hebrews 7 that Melchizedek is now a beautiful type, not a perfect type, because there are no types in the Bible that can fully fulfill the work and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nevertheless, a beautiful type in the first place of his names. Melchizedek was called the King of Righteousness. Did not mean he had no sin. He was also a fallen son and daughter of Adam that needed to be saved by the greater Melchizedek. And now in Jeremiah 23 verse 5, there the Lord Jesus Christ, He is called the Lord our righteousness. Oh, He is merited a righteousness for His people that He may be saved. He was called the King of Peace. As the prophet Isaiah now declared in Isaiah 9 verse 6, that His name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Almighty God. Have the angels not sung on the fields of Ephrathah in Luke 2 verse 14 of that peace with God? This Melchizedek was called King of Salem, King of Jerusalem. That is the picture of the church. So Christ is King of His church. And then He is called Priest of the Most High, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the High Priest that has offered Himself as that sacrifice for His people. In the second place, concerning the origin of Melchizedek, then we read in Hebrews 7 verse 3, without father and without mother. Then maybe the boys and girls think, how is that possible? Melchizedek is written without a father and without a mother. Did he then come straight from heaven? No. That has a special meaning that concerns his priesthood. In Hebrews 7, then the priesthood of Aaron, that is compared to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And now concerning the priesthood in the family of Aaron, that went from father to son. And it was necessary that those priests, they had to be able to prove that they were descendants of Aaron. In Ezra 2, when that group of priests have returned, then we read in verse 62 that there were some that could not prove their descent. Thus, when it says without father or mother, that means Melchizedek, he was an only priest. It means that his father was not priest, his descendants, he was a singular priest. And so it is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the third place, then Melchizedek, he appeared unexpectedly and suddenly. And so the prophet Malachi is prophesied in Malachi 3 verse 1, the Lord whom ye seek, that he shall come suddenly to his temple. Then in the next place, then we read of Melchizedek that he had no beginning and no end. Does not mean that he was not born. Does not mean that he did not die. But that concerns the priesthood of Melchizedek. It is not written in the scriptures of a beginning and an ending, to fulfill the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. because I read in Proverbs 8, verse 23, that he was set up from everlasting. And do we not read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then in the next place, then concerning Melchizedek, then he was in the land of Canaan, and it is not specified who he administered to. It was not limited. Aaron, he was priest for the children of Israel, for that people under the external covenant of grace. This congregation, then we hear it. What a beautiful type. Ah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has become that high priest to save people out of all countries, out of all nations, young and old. Has that greater Melchizedek, has he ever become necessary? Has he ever become precious? Oh, have we been uncovered to our sins? Have we become a lost sinner? Have we learned that we cannot save ourselves? Have we learned that we have no righteousness? Oh, have we learned what the prophet Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6, that our righteousnesses, that they are as filthy rags that our best works, that they are polluted with sin. And now this Melchizedek, when he has heard, undoubtedly, messengers have went ahead that have told the news that with the blessing of the Lord that Abram and those that were with him, that they have conquered all those that were taken captive, that they were returning with the spoil. And now that high priest, he has left Jerusalem to meet Abram. And now when we read what Melchizedek has said, then we do not read that he was jealous of Abram. Oh, what a jealousy there can be in the heart. And what a pride. I read in Judges 8, after Gideon, with those 300 men, has conquered the enemy, that the men of Ephraim, they have come in an angry way and asking why they were not asked to help. Oh, how deep we have fallen it can be when we are not performing our duty as we ought. We stay in the background. And when others, when they are more zealous, it's true, there can also be wrong zeal. But then many times, there is a condemning of those that have moved forward. And what a jealousy there can be. But oh, with Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High, then he has come to meet Abram. Then he was given to rejoice with that victory. Do we not read in Romans 12, to rejoice with those that rejoice? And now we read of Melchizedek. We have heard he was king. And as a king, then he has come with bread and wine, given that to Abram and to his men as a gift to refresh and to strengthen. Oh, has the Lord not said to Elijah, rise and eat, for the way shall be too heavy for thee? Thus bread and wine. We also read of the Passover, it is true. In the institution, we do not read of the wine. But then they tell us that a later date, that to the bread, that wine has also been added, of course, also the lamb. Oh, what a blessing it is when the greater Melchizedek and all the strife here below, all their riddles, with all their questions, with all their sins, with all their burdens, when that greater Melchizedek, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, when he may give that bread and wine, of course much richer than here, because Melchizedek, it was not a sacrament here. It was bread and wine to strengthen, to also rejoice. Then further, thus as king, he is given bread and wine. And then as priest, then he was given to bless Abram. Because we read, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Then in the third place, it is true officially, Melchizedek, when we read his names, then he was king and priest under the Jewish nation. There has never been a king that was allowed to be king and priest. But as Melchizedek was, and then unofficially, because God's people, we read that in Lord's Day number 12, of the name Christian, that they are partakers of the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to that end, they are partakers of that threefold office. We have lost that office in paradise. But now by the work of the Holy Spirit, by that anointing, it is true, only in part, then God's people, they become king, priest, and prophet. And now also a Melchizedek, when he has met Abram, then it is evident that he has spoken also in the way of prophet, because he is given to speak. And blessed be the Most High God. So Abram has never used or heard that name before. Thus Melchizedek is given to instruct Abram who the Lord is in that precious name. The idol gods, they are no gods. But Melchizedek is given to bless in the name of the Most High God. Possessor of heaven and earth. Ah, oh, what a rich instruction for Abram. Oh, Abram, the Lord has given you a glorious victory. And now there can be many thoughts, many worries. But he is the Most High God. He rules over everything. He has all the hearts in his hand, as I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1. And not a hair can fall to the ground without the will of the Heavenly Father. O Abram, the Lord is the possessor of the heavens and of the earth. And then further, also given to instruct, to remind Abram, that awful pride. Of course, it is a difference in the life of a child of God, whether he feeds it or whether he strives and prays against it. But now Melchizedek is given to remind Abram, Abram, the Lord has used you as an instrument, the Confederates, but it is the Lord which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. What a rich meeting. What an encouragement for Abram. What an encouragement it is for the church of God when they may have a meeting with the Lord and the Lord may encourage but also that the Lord may instruct them further. Because of that instruction, all those names, the Most High God ruleth over everything from the greatest to the smallest, the possessor of the heavens and of the earth. Also to remind us of our stewardship, that it all belongs to the Lord, and that the Lord entrusted unto us as stewards, oh, what a responsibility. And now we read in our text words that he gave, and he gave him tithes of all. Means Abram. Hebrews 7, we read he was the lesser. He gave tithes to the greater. There are matters in the Old Testament before that the Lord has given his law to Moses, and Moses has written it down. Then even before they have come to Mount Sinai, then we read of three special matters before that time. And where it is evident that the Lord has given instruction. The first place, the Sabbath day. Fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day. Boys and girls in school, you are not asked to remember something that you have never learned. So it is clear that for the children of Israel can be proven also out of Exodus 16 concerning the manna. 6 days, the seventh day they rested. So in the first place, the Sabbath day. In the second place, concerning sacrifices. Think of Cain and Abel. And it is clear their parents have instructed them that they were called to bring sacrifices. We have heard from Abram in different times that he has built an altar. But now we also read of the tithe of a 10%. Then it is implied that the church, that they have received instruction concerning those matters. And now when Abram, he was given to give 10% to Melchizedek. Was that a burden? What do you think? Oh, when Abram, Melchizedek says, possessor of heaven and earth, the Lord has delivered the enemies into thy hand. What a blessing it is when the word may be blessed. Oh, then in Abram, he was in a good place, a blessed place. Oh, then for the church, what a blessed place it is to be when they do not know how to render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed. Has the psalmist not said in Psalm 116, verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Thus in Abram, then it is clear that the Lord has not forgotten his child when he has returned from that battle. Many thoughts, with many fears. Ah, the Lord is such a surprising God. Lord is such a merciful God for us people. Lord has promised that he shall never forget, never forsake them. It is true. Ah, there can be those times. Think of Isaiah 49, verse 14, where Zion said, the Lord has forgotten. Forsake, and the Lord has forgotten me. But then the Lord has said, oh, it is true, a mother may forget her sucking child, but I will not forget. I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. than for an Abram. What an encouragement it can be in this world. Because for an Abram, what a meeting that was. A message from heaven, but also to experience the communion of saints, which flows from the communion of God. Then Melchizedek in the promised land, in the city of Jerusalem, that in that land that the Lord has appointed such a high priest, and that he may be used. Ah, the Lord is free, but the Lord uses means. When you think of the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6, then when he has come to Corinthians after a while, he was so discouraged. And then he has written to the church that the Lord comforteth those that are cast down, and that Paul was comforted with the coming of Titus. Let us first sing. A Psalter 30, the three stanzas. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. Psalter 30, let us only sing 1 and 2. Abram's meetings on returning from his military expedition. Abram blessed by the priest Melchizedek, and now secondly, Abram's testimony before the king of Sodom. Then the king of Sodom is mentioned already in verse 17. And then there is spoken of what Melchizedek has spoken, the tithe of Abram. Thus it is implied that those two, Melchizedek and the king of Sodom, it seems that they have met at the same time, and that Melchizedek was first given to speak. Concerning this king of Sodom, we read in verse 10 that they fell and fled. Thus it is not sure whether it is the same king or his successor. It is not so important. And now this king of Sodom, when Melchizedek has spoken, and then it seems to be that this king of Sodom, that he has heard as it were a sermon, there was spoken of the Most High God. And surely everything is not recorded in the scriptures. Then the king of Sodom has heard much. Then he has heard related that the God of Abram and the God of Melchizedek, that he is the Almighty God, and that he has given the victory to Abram with that small army, that large army with those four kings were defeated, that they were given to flee. Then the king of Sodom, when he was present, then he has heard how Melchizedek has blessed Abram. Then he was given to behold how that Abram has given tithes, a tenth of his goods. And then we would think, what would we think, congregation? After such a sermon, to witness such glorious things, the possessor of heaven and earth, to be blessed, then surely we would think that the king of Sodom would have said, "Oh, Melchizedek, can you also tell me more of that Most High God, that great God whom ye serve, who is the possessor of the heavens and of the earth, who has given the victory to Abram and his confederates? Oh, Melchizedek, I have heard that you have blessed Abram." Then we would think that with the king of Sodom, it would have been with an Esau, that he would have said, "Hast thou also a blessing for me?" But that we do not read. We do not read of a prayer, of a request. We do not read that the king of Sodom, that he has quickly said to his servants, "Oh, gather a tenth and give this large gift to the priest of the Most High, that we may bring a sacrifice." We do not read any of those things. But what do we read? Then we read, "And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take thy goods to thyself." Thus the king of Sodom was not so concerned about the blessing of the Most High God to be blessed by this high priest. But he was concerned and busy with his family and with his goods. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me, not even say us, me, the persons. And it is true, Abram may keep the goods. What do we think of the king of Sodom congregation? Boys and girls, young people and older ones. What are our thoughts about the king of Sodom? Are there those that think and that have to confess, Lord, I now resemble that king of Sodom. I have heard so many sermons, heard the blessedness of God's people on the day of Pentecost. 3,000 were converted. Heard the blessedness of God's people. The law may be read. And then when the sermon is over, how is it in our life? Is there prayer, supplication, meditation? That we fold our hands, Lord, remember me with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Are there times that we make vows that our life shall be different? We shall bring sacrifices, give a tithe of everything that we possess. Or do we resemble that king of Sodom, Amen, and soon our thoughts are back in the world concerning our temporal goods, concerning our family, and that the sermon is forgotten. The king of Sodom, he had a providential meeting. Oh, he was given to witness that much of the good, the persons, family perhaps, not all written down, but that in a wonderful, a special way, that Abram, a child of the Most High God, that he was used to return that goods. And a desire, give me the persons, according to the laws of the land, the custom of war. Then he said, Abram may keep the goods, but busy with temporal things. Then how has it been in our life, congregation, when in the way of providence the Lord has done wonderful things? Maybe received a family member, a wife, a child, a husband, back out of the hospital, spared an accident, you can fill it in. And then so soon, busy with the things of the world. The king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take thy goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord. That is the form of an oath. Thus it is implied that when Abram has set out to follow the enemy with the Lord's help. Retrieve Lot, family, his goods, that he has made a vow before the Lord, and that if the Lord would help him, that he would not take anything. It is included in that vow. Could compare other scriptures, we shall leave it lie, but that it is a vow. And now Abram, tell us the custom of the land was that Abram actually had a right. The way of war, he has conquered it. The goods was for himself. But, O Abram, also that instruction of Melchizedek that has encouraged and pointed to the Lord. Because if you read the language of Abram, what he has said to that king of Sodom, then he is repeating the words that Melchizedek has spoken to him concerning the Lord. Because we read, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Then Abram had an impression that the Lord possessed everything. And he was only a steward. The Lord has already richly blessed him. And to that end, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine. Does Abram refuse to receive and accept anything from the king of Sodom? And that for a reason. That none should, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. What a blessed place, and what an instruction. Also, if Abram would have taken much from the king of Sodom, certain sense would have placed them under certain obligations. We live in a day that the government in our country has become a certain god that has to provide for all our needs in all aspects. For an Abram, he was given to trust in his God. That his God would care for him in all aspects. And that none could ever say that the king of Sodom is a worldly king, a place where much wickedness was committed. Abram has remained a separate people. What a blessed place to be when we may be given to entrust all our goods and all our cares. Does not mean it shall not go through trials. The Lord tests the faith of his people. But not to be given to trust in the world, but to be given to trust in the Lord and expect all good things from him, given to believe that the Lord knows our needs and our cares. And yet of an Abram, we read, save only that which the young men have taken. Abram felt he was responsible for his servants, thus what they have needed and used during the journey was good, but for his confederates, those that have went with him, Abram did not stipulate. He left it to their conscience what they would do. We read that Paul has written In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under bondage. For in Abram, even though it was the custom, even those others did it, Abram was jealous for the honor of his God. Ah, that with all that Abram received, not the world, not others would receive part of the honor, but that the Lord would be glorified. This Abram, Melchizedek, the king of Sodom, who else was there, boys and girls? Who else was present? Lot. And on that return, then there is nothing mentioned about Lot. And yet the backsliding child, what an instruction and what an example that a Lot has received. Ah, what a work the Lord has with a child. What a patience, Lord, as a people, that is given to be wonder the patience of the Lord. Because the Lord has a people also concerning the king of Sodom. Oh, they find that king in our heart. Because we are so earthly and so carnal. The psalmist has said, my soul cleaveth to the dust. But now what a calling for Lot. What a mercy. He was rescued. He was on the way back, heading southwards. And now a special meeting, a special sermon that he has heard. The Most High God, the possessor of heaven and of earth. He has heard it, that Abram was blessed by Melchizedek. He has seen that Abram, that he has given his portion. He has heard from the king of Sodom. The king said, Abram, give me the persons. You may keep the goods. What a sermon and what an example. And yet, this chapter, a silence concerning Lot. We do not read that Lot is asked for instruction, for a blessing. Has witnessed the example of Abram, that Abram said would not take anything, the goods of the king of Sodom, lest they should say that the king has made him rich. And now for Lot, a silence. And in chapter 19, we read, dwelling in Sodom, the things that are written aforetime, we read in Romans 15, verse 4, they are written for our instruction. Then in this chapter, we come across different people. Oh, Abram, what a blessed place to be. He has returned, exercised with the honor of God, was blessed by the Lord. What an encouragement must have been for Abram, king of Sodom, heathen king still says, give me the persons, Abram, you may keep the goods and a lot. And when we hear of those people, how is it now with us? Oh, also when Abram, God's word is so honest, other chapters, where it was different in the life of Abram, that he could not entrust, that he could not wait upon the Lord, but what a blessed chapter. What a blessed place that when Abram was given to return, the Lord has instructed, the Lord has encouraged Abram. He has learned he longed to see his day. Oh, when Abram has learned that at many things we offend, even our best works, and how little it takes. As with an Abram, when the Lord has blessed us, how little it takes for that awful God dishonoring pride to spring up. Oh, then Abram has also learned by grace that he needed that seed that would be born, that greater Melchizedek, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as his prophet, as his priest, as his king. And Abram in this chapter was given to experience in a rich measure what our Heidelberg Catechism speaks of in Lord's Day number 10. Patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and in all future things, to trust in the Lord. Abram, in this chapter, he was given to exercise what he read in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you. May the Lord grant by his Spirit that blessed portion of Abram. Then it is well for the time, shall be well for eternity. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, then we have heard in this evening hour the special grace, a comfort and blessings which thou wast given to thy child Abram. That he was truly given to believe that thou wert the Most High God, that thou wert the possessor of the heavens and of the earth, and that thou wast everything in thy hands, Lord. May that be our blessed portion by grace. May we be given to meditate upon what we have heard. That we are not as the king of Sodom. We read in thy word of the parable of the sower. That seed has fallen among the thorns, and it was soon choked by the riches and pleasures of the world. And to that end, pour out thy Holy Spirit richly upon us and our dear children, to be given to experience thy wonderful works, and not only in the way of providence, but in the way of grace, how it is possible for a sinner that has sinned everything away and that cannot place themselves above that king of Sodom and above Lot. Ah, thy people, they find it all in their hearts, and they have to beg of thee, Hold up my goings in thy ways, that my footsteps slip not. Ah, they have to beg for that faith, to be given to truly believe thee, also for our timely needs. Lord, wilt thou watch over the whole congregation? Watch over us in the remainder of this week. Bless all the labors of our hands. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Wilt thou remember man and beast? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies in this evening hour? And then, Lord, we may humbly ask thee that the time may soon arrive that larger numbers may gather in thy house, but all under thy speaking, that it may work out something for good, that thou may work that true repentance. Do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, also of this evening hour, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 1, 7, and 9. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my voice, my cry and supplication. Inclines his ear, gives strength and consolation. In life and death, my heart will seek his face. And what follows, 426, 1, 7, and 9. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.